You are listening to A True Church Perspective from the Macedonia Baptist Church family. We pray that this message is a true blessing to you.
Have it, will you say amen? And there you shall find these words recorded, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In line with your theme, 100 years, a good start, I want to talk from the subject for a few minutes today, a good work. A good work. A good work. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, O God, giving your name all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to come to your house of prayer one more time. We give you praise because, Lord, you've been mighty good to us. Father God, every time we look at the record will reflect you've been better to us than we could have been to ourselves. And we say thank you for all you've done. Now, God, we pray that if there's anyone here that is unsaved, does not know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray, oh God, that something has been said or something will be said today that will touch their hearts. That in this service, they would make you Savior and Lord. And God, we pray that if there's anyone here, oh God, that have fallen by the wayside, we pray, oh God, that something has been said or something will be said to touch their hearts, that this day they would recommit themselves, oh God, rededicate themselves back to you and get back in the race and begin again to run for thee. Consecrate us now to thy service, Lord. By thy power of grace divine, let our soul look up with a steadfast hope. Let our will be lost in thine. It is in the matchless, magnificent, majestic name of Jesus we do pray. Let us all say amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. A good work. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let me begin by saying that every person that has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, God is doing a great work in your life. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God is working on me to be more like him. Praise his name. He still has me on his potter's wheel. And he's taking more of me out and putting more of him in. Macedonia Baptist Church and Pastor Charles D. Twyman, we're here to celebrate with you all this afternoon doing this your 100th year anniversary. The great work that God is doing in the life of this church. And I want you all to know that with all God have done with you and through you, the best is still yet to come on what God has in store for you. Do I have a witness in here that know God still has some work for us to do? That there's still lives that need to be changed, souls that need to be won for the glory of God. That there's still a great work that God wants us to do. He wants to do in us. And that's why we must stand on God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us in every way. Daily we must pray and ask God to move us out of the way that he can have his way in us. Daily we must allow God to work on us. And know and never forget that even though it's painful sometimes, God corrects us and God shapes us so that we can be more like him. And it's all because he loves us. For the Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son of whom he receiveth. In other words, because of the love that God has for us, he disciplines us and he punishes us because he has received us as his children. Church, that's why we can praise God this afternoon, that because of the love God has for us, he hasn't given up on us, but he's still making us to be what he wants us to be. that he can get all of the glory out of our lives. And I don't know about you, but I want God to get the glory out of my life. Because one day I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I just believe in the Macedonia Baptist Church, there are some witnesses in here that your desire is that God can get the glory because you are working on a well done. But I need to tell you, if you want a well done, you got to do well. If you want to hear the Savior say, "Well done," you got to labor. And how many know when you're working for the Lord, you got to work even when you don't feel like it sometimes, even when you're being talked about and misunderstood? You got to keep on working if you want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We find ourselves in the book of Philippians, which is written by the Apostle Paul. He writes to thank the Philippians for the gift they had sent him and to strengthen these believers by showing them their true joy comes from Jesus Christ and him alone. Here in this particular passage of scripture, Paul reminds the Philippians and us today that our God, who has begun a good work in us, continues it throughout our lifetime and will finish it when we meet him face to face. And I submit to you all this afternoon that God's work for us began when Christ died on the cross in our place. His work in us began when we first believed. Now the Holy Spirit lives in us, enabling us to be more like Christ every day. Paul here is describing the process of Christian growth and maturity that began when we accepted Jesus and continues until Christ returns. And church, that's why I'm so glad that Christ is still at work in my life, helping me to be more of what he wants me to be. I'm so glad that he hasn't given up on me, but he is at work in me, developing me to be what he wants me to be. In Macedonia and Dexter Avenue, God is still saying that I'm not done with you yet. But I still have more work for you to do for my glory. And I believe that I've got some witnesses in here this afternoon that can say in your own life, you want God to keep on working because you want him to get the glory out of your life. And you realize there's some areas that are not like God. And Lord, I need you to work on me. How many in here, let's just be honest for a few minutes. How many in here know there's still a tongue you need God to work on? There's still an attitude you need God to work on. There's still some behaviors that are not like God that you need the Lord to work on you to be more like him. How many can say that your prayer daily is that God keep working on me and having your way in my life, that somebody might see you shining in me and desire to be saved? I don't know about you, but I want to help somebody along the way. I want somebody to see Jesus in me. I want somebody to know that I know the Lord for myself. Which leads me to my first point this afternoon. We have something to be confident about. Look what the text says in the A portion of that first verse. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you. Church, there are too many people in our world that only have confidence in their job, confidence in the money they have in the bank, and in the material possessions that they own in their and in their own personal abilities. But they soon find out that you have to be very careful about only putting confidence in yourself and the things of this world. Because I believe there's some witnesses that have been on the journey long enough to know the things of this world will let you down. But here Paul tells us that there is something that we can be confident in regardless of who you are and what your background may be. Paul says we can be confident in the fact that if we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior and we've got a personal relationship with him, we can be confident that Jesus is at work in our lives. And I don't know about you, but that's good news this afternoon. In the world where wrong has become right, and right has become wrong, and things have become so chaotic in our government, praise God, we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we can be confident in the fact that the same Jesus that keeps us day by day, the same Jesus that woke us up early this morning, started us on our way, is that same Jesus that daily is working on you and me. And somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord, that you're still working on me. Thank you, God, you haven't given up on me. Thank you, God, that you're still making me to be more like you. Macedonian Dex Avenue, we can be confident in knowing that as God has kept us these 100 years, he still has more work for us to do, that others might see him shining in us. And that's why, church, you've got to be careful of believing your own press. You got to be careful in believing and getting caught up in just what have happened in the past and fail to realize that God wants us to keep on moving forward. Help me out, Paul. Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. In other words, thank God for where you brought me from. Thank God for what you've done for me. Thank God for the doors you've opened up. But Lord, if you woke me up another day, if you put breath in my body, if you kept me in my right mind, there's still more work for me to do. God, if you've given me the activity of my limbs, I've got to keep on working. In church, let me say like Martin Luther King Jr. said it, if you can't run, rather if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, keep on moving, keep on pressing, keep on climbing, keep on working, knowing that God has great things for us to do. Work to do that God may get the glory. But secondly and lastly, be patient. God is not through with you yet. Look how this verse ends. We'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul says that the work that God has started in us is not a temporary work. He's not going to stop because of what have happened to us in our past. He's not going to stop due to the economy. He's not going to stop based on what is happening in our world right now. You see, church, when God starts a project, he completes it to the end. Oh, I want you to know that just like with the Philippians, God will help you grow in grace until he has completed his work in your life. Let me encourage you that when sometimes in life you feel discouraged, remember that God won't give up on you. He promises to finish the work he has begun. When you feel incomplete, unfinished, or distressed by your shortcomings, remember God's promise and provision for your life. Don't let your present condition rob you of the joy of knowing Christ or keep you from growing closer to him. But Paul says that the great work that God has started in you, he's going to keep on working until Christ returns. And saints of God, that's why we can give God praise this afternoon, that God is still working on us and he is still building us up and sometimes even allowing us to go
go through trials and tribulations in our lives so that we can come out better and come out stronger and come out wiser, that we can do his will. And I wonder, are there any saints that learn to say, thank you for my mountains, thank you for my valleys, thank you for my storms, thank you for what you brought me through? Because Lord, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that you could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God's word could do. But Lord, thank you, because even though it's painful, it was a part of the process. I've learned to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because Lord, sometimes we've got to go through. You all have heard it, and it's so true, church. You can't have a testimony until you had a test. And it's when we have gone through that now I don't have to say what the Lord had did for my mother or for my father, but now I can say what he's done for me. What doors he's opened up in my life, what maze he's made in my life. I can tell others that God is able, and sometimes he's got to allow us to go through our trials and tribulations, that he may build us up to be more of what he wants us to be. Let me end this message by saying that God is doing a good work. He's still working to bring out the best in our lives. For when God is at work in your life, he's able to do great things. I once heard the late Bishop Otis Floyd say, when God is at work in you, he can make corrupt men good, drunk men sober, godless men righteous, and weak men strong. When God is at work in your life, he can make carnal men holy, lying men truthful, foolish men wise. When God is at work in your life, he's got the power to make vicious men gentle, wicked men noble, resentful men forgiving, worldly men spiritual, guilty men innocent, defiled men clean, and miserable men happy. Yes, when God is at work in your life, he's able to make dying men alive. No, because that same Jesus that's at work in you and me is that same Jesus that was hung up for our hang-ups, died on a hill called Calvary, no, was buried in another man's tomb. No, but do I have a witness that no, that's not how the story ends? Because the Bible says early that Sunday morning, my Savior got up with all power in his hands. Is there anybody glad this afternoon that Jesus got up? If you're glad about it today, tell somebody, my Savior lives. My Savior lives. So Macedonia, 100 years, it's a good start. So keep on working, keep on preaching, keep on teaching, keep on serving, keep on helping, keep on making a difference, because one day that same Jesus, he's coming back again, and I'm so glad that one day he's coming back again. The Bible says it like this, when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ arise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Is there anybody working so when the Lord comes back, we can hear him say, well done. I said, well done, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So as I go to my seat, let me give you a song that keeps me encouraged. It goes a little something like this. It says, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promise him that I would serve him until I die. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Is there anybody in here? Is there anybody in here that's on the battlefield? Is there anybody in here that's working for the Lord? Well, if you're working, take your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, keep on working. Keep on working, keep on working. Somebody ought to say yes, say yes, say yes, yes. keep on working, we may hear the Savior say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let us all stand. Send the invitation. Is anyone here that does not know the Lord?
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.